Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
So I had this thought. When is the right time to start an auto detailing business? And I think this is a thought that happens a lot in entrepreneurship and a question that gets asked a lot, not directly to me, just in general. But when is the right time to start a business, right? And that was something that was actually set, a question I had a lot back in May of 2008 when I started my detailing business. That guy was really coming over the line there. And in May of 2008, if you look back in, at history or whatever, we're in the midst of the Great Recession here in the United States. I'm working at a restaurant, going to school, absolutely hating it, always knowing that I wanted to own my own business, but honestly, I never knew what that was or what type of business or how to even start a business or what being in business even was all about. And so I started to ask the question, is now the right time to start a business? And when you would watch the news, when you would listen to anything, it was, you know, everything was doom and gloom. But what I've realized now, 10 years later, is that it's always doom and gloom when you watch the news. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, when you listen to talk radio, it's always doom and gloom. It's always negative news. It's always the worst time ever to start whatever it is possible, right? But what I actually found out was the best time to start a business, a couple things. When you're not ready, because then you have that back against the wall mentality. During a recession is actually a great time to start a business because everyone else is scaling back when you can ramp up. So the competition actually isn't as stiff. A lot of people are going out of business, less competition during a recession. But right now, right this minute, 2018, if you're watching this as this comes out, I think is absolutely one of the best times to start an auto detailing business. Right now is one of, I have this feeling that like the auto detailing industry as a whole is about to explode, right? As detailers, as coatings become more mainstream, we have this prosumer mentality. People are really caring for their cars like I've never seen. Product companies are going next level. I feel like this mom and pop industry is really about to explode and is exploding in pockets, right? And it's always been car culture has always been huge in a lot of areas around the world, but it's always been like heavily modifying a car or mechanics or auto styling, I guess. And I think that's what is kind of ushering in the detailing industry, is that people are getting their cars wrapped more, whether that's clear bra or color changes or whatever it may be, wrapping certain parts of their cars. And then they want to figure out how to maintain these wraps, or, you know, just in general, the auto appearance industry, whether that's wraps, detailing, auto styling, customization, modifying, whatever it may be, is really becoming mainstream. And I think Gary Vee said something recently like, you know, the world will eventually come to you. And what he was talking about is like rap music, right? Rap music wasn't popular. Definitely wasn't popular when I was in school, because I remember really liking rap, as, you know, being able to relate to it so much as a upper middle class white guy, you know, of course. I can really relate to the struggle that a lot of these rappers, especially in the early 2000s, were rapping about, right? Totally. So, but I remember always hearing in school, like, rap is crap, right? That's what kids used to always say to me, because rock and rock and roll and kind of that indie music was really the thing to like. And here in LA, listening to Power 106 was very taboo, at least for an upper middle class white boy. Anyway, I always liked it. But if you look at culture now, rap and hip hop is culture, right? Is everything. It's not taboo anymore. Every upper middle class white kid listens to rap, right? And so I think that same evolution is happening for the detailing industry, and we're just at the precipice of it, where culture is finally catching up to this auto appearance, automotive maintenance kind of. Their interest is becoming high on the priority list, where people want their cars to look better, not only because they want to keep them longer, but because it really is a reflection of that person, right? Someone who has a clean car probably has their stuff together. And I think us as detailers can really attest to that. When I see someone that, you know, has a well-maintained car, they're usually well-maintained in a lot of aspects of their life, right? They're usually well-to-do, usually have their stuff in order. And then when you get like that completely thrashed, beat-up car, and then you meet the person behind that car, they pretty much have a disaster of a life, right? Not in every case, but in most cases, at least in my honest opinion. But all that to say that I think right now, right this moment, is the best time to jump into the auto detailing industry. If you even look at YouTube and you look at the followings that are starting to happen around YouTubers, around car detailing, and the followings that they're starting to get, it's starting to really get mainstream. It's no more, you know, like 3, 5, 10,000 followers. It's hundreds of thousands, and even a couple reaching up into the millions, right? Which means to me that it's really becoming mainstream. So I'm excited because I've been in the industry for a while, and I remember when it was a bunch of, you know, renegades in the wild, wild west, and kind of just not half-assing at any stretch of the imagination, but really just kind of making it happen and kind of struggling through, and a real DIYer industry, right? And I guess that's the whole point of this video, is that the detailing industry is going from that homegrown DIYer to a corporate entity, right? And not that you have to be suit and tie and be all corpo, but that's what the competition is going to be, a lot more strategic in the thinking and strategy behind it, and therefore it's elevating the industry, which I think is what we all want that have been in the detailing industry for a long time. We really want some professionalism, and even through the organizations that are coming out, we've really been yearning for that professionalism and that next levelness to come to our little homegrown DIY industry. And I think it's happening. So if you've been on the fence about jumping in and starting a detailing business, I think right now is the opportune moment. And I'd love to be your guru on that, right? So obviously autodetailingpodcast.com, jimbodaily.com, the Detailer Inner Circle, if you're looking to really take your detailing business to the next level, unlike any other, there is nothing, and I don't say this just because I know, because I started it, it's because of the feedback that we've been getting from the Detailer Inner Circle. There is no other training program that is as robust as the Detailer Inner Circle, with as many people from around the world. Guys, we have got people from Australia, Japan, Europe, Canada, all across the U.S., everywhere, all in one group. That it's not like a Facebook group where everyone just masters each other. And the best part is, it's voice. So you can talk to each other, you can walkie-talkie each other from around the globe. Your issues, your problems, or your successes, right? Nothing like it. DetailerInnerCircle.com. This is not supposed to be a plug for that. I'm just so excited about the value that we can give. And I wish I had the Detailer Inner Circle when I first started. It is $100 a month, just throwing it out there, but we give you a website and all the marketing material you're going to need to be completely successful in your detailing business. So start a detailing business right now. You don't need to be in the Detailer Inner Circle to start a business. Start your detailing business. See ya.